Maranatha. Jesus is coming very soon. Jesus is coming again. May those who hear these words continue to prepare so that we will not miss the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every believer who loves God and who loves his coming will first experience what we call the rapture, or the time when the Lord comes for his bride before the time of tribulation would start. So we have discovered that the time of tribulation would take 7 years. I think that's very important. And the tribulation will be marked with the 21 plagues, 21 judgments that come from God. These judgments are not from the devil. They come from the one who sits on the throne, that is God, and from the Lamb, that is Jesus Christ. And they are meant to come to make people to repent. Generally, these 21 plagues, we have said we want you to look at them as means through which God is going to use to do the harvesting of the world, or the final harvesting. He's supposed to pressurize men and women on earth so that men would depend on God and run to the Lamb, run to Jesus Christ. So actually, they are means to evangelize the world, because God loves the world. I want you to see that there are two sides of God, and they make him God. That is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We have got the God of love and a God of wrath. Both of them are used for the same means. It depends on wherever we are. If we do not hearken or hear God through God's love, we'd definitely be able to go through God's love. But God means or want his people to come to him. So we are already in chapter 16 of the book of Revelation, and we are going through the seven last judgments. They are called the bowl judgments. And we have discovered that God has already given all those, the first four judgments, which are very painful. These were very, very painful. And people, instead of coming to Jesus, they continued to refuse God. We saw that the first judgment, that is the first of the seven bowl judgments, that first one was thrown or poured on the earth, and the people had boils, and people refused to come to Jesus Christ. The second one, which we saw, was poured on the sea. These are domains that God gave man, and it became like blood. It caused a lot of death in the sea. People refused to come to God. The third one was poured on the rivers, these and the springs, and the waters become the blood, but still people refused to come to Jesus Christ. Then we saw that, the fourth one, I think it was the last one we saw, it was poured on the sun. The sun became very hot, scorching with fire, and everyone was burnt with heat. And instead of people coming to God, verse 9, they cast the name of God who had control over those plagues. They knew that it was God who had control over the plagues, and they did not repent of their sins and turn to God and give him glory. Now that statement, and that's where we add last, it shows us that the will of God for all the plagues was to repent and to give God glory. That's why the Bible says that people cursed God and they did not repent, because it was meant to make people repent, but by force. Now, the fifth one, which we want to get to, this we want to get to Revelation 16, verse 10, and we go downwards, we finish. We want to look at the fifth angel. He poured his bowl to the throne of the beast. Now, I want you to see this last three bowls judgment. They're very unique. They're very painful. So this one was sent to the throne of the beast. Remember, the beast is the one who have been used by the devil. And you know, the beast and his kingdom. That shows that the beast has his kingdom. But now, when this bow was thrown in the home or in the kingdom of the throne, so the beast has got a throne and he has a kingdom. And what happened that it was plunged into darkness? The people or the subjects ground their teeth in anguish and they cast God of heaven for their pains and sores or souls. They did not repent of their evil deeds and turn to God. So you see, that's what God is doing. He is getting to where the beast has the subject. Remember, they are called subject because they have been, they are not by their own will. When we are in the kingdom of God, we are not called subjects. We are called citizens because we have decided to join God and it is for beneficial. But these will be purged and they refuse to repent and they cast God. Number six, bow is that then the sixth angel poured out his bow on the great Euphrates River, and it had dried up so that the kings from the east would march their armies towards the west without hindrance. I want you to see that this sixth bow judgment was thrown into the great River Euphrates. I want you to remember something. The great River Euphrates was where Eden was in the beginning. Now, we saw that in sometimes the great River Euphrates, there was some, it was, I think it was chapter 9, we saw that some four main demons had been chained there. It was also a prison. And we discovered that these four main demons or angels were demons. They had over 2 million angels or demons there who were released to come and terrorize the people during tribulation. Now here, I want you to see what God will finally do, because it's a prison where demons were. So God here now is attacking the priests of the enemy, as you have seen. So he threw this bow there where those demons were. But this river, it dried up. This river Euphrates. Why? So that the enemies of, you know, from the sea, these are the people from the sea, would cross without hindrance and go to the west to make war. So that those who were there would be able to fight. And look at what happened. And from there, from that river Euphrates, I told you it was a praise of demons. And I saw three evil spirits that looked like frogs leap from the mouth of the dragon, from the beast, and the false prophets. Now, I want you to see that from this river Euphrates, when it was dried up, what was exposed were the spirits of the evil trinity. I told you that those spirits came from this river, and one of the spirits looked like frogs. They all looked like frogs, and they were leaping. That was, you know, and they were coming from the mouth of the dragon, that is Satan, from the mouth of the beast, and from the mouth of the false prophet. Now, these are the spirits that operate here on earth. They look like frogs. No wonder, that's why we have got those evil spirits that are working. We are in confrontation, even to this very day. But these demons were locked under the river Euphrates. Now that the sixth bow is purged there, those demons came out, and they come out to make war. They come out to, you know, to do evil. You know, the Bible says that they are demonic spirits, all of them, who work miracles and go out of all the rulers of the world to gather them for battle. Now, those spirits are going to instigate or to make people come for war. They go to all the tribes, I mean, all the rulers of the world. So when people are fighting, I want you to see that they're the spirit of those demons. And we need to bite them today in Jesus' name. When you see fighting in DRC Congo, when you see fighting even in Kenya, when you see fighting in South Sudan, when you see fighting in Sudan, when you see fighting in Somalia, when you see fighting in Ethiopia, when you see fighting in Rwanda, in all the areas, when you see fighting in Middle East, I want you to know that it is under the spirit of the three frogs, but they're all guarded and taken and controlled by the dragon, who is the Satan, and then from the Antichrist, and also from the false prophets. These spirits are out there. And one of the things they do is to cause war, is to convince people or the kingdoms or the rulers of the world to fight. So we need to bite them in the name of Jesus. So when you are fighting for the nations today, bite those spirits. Because they want to make judgment. They want to make war with the people of God. But in the due tribulation, that's the time they will manifest very much. So they gather together for a battle against the Lord. The other thing is that they are not fighting against people. Number one, they are fighting against the Lord. Even to this very day, all the battles are rallied against Jesus Christ. Jesus and all those who fear God and all those who are in the side of God, that's what those spirits are. They are the one leading. But in the day of tribulation, these demons will come because the waters will be dried up, because they want to make judgment on the, you know, against the Lord and against and on that great judgment day of the mighty Lord. But I want you to see this time. During this, when those demons, these demons that look like frogs, when they are there, we will hear, people hear the voice of Jesus. You see, we have not heard Jesus talk all this time. We only heard Jesus talking in the Revelation chapter, I think from 6. But now in 16, Jesus, at the middle of the war, when this sixth bow judgment, he has thrown it because it came from Jesus. This is what he says: "Look, I will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Blessed are all who are watching for me, who keep their clothing ready, so they will not have to walk around naked and ashamed." Praise God. Look at Jesus. Even after he has thrown this judgment, he now is talking and he's telling people, "Look, I'll come unexpected as a thief." So that whoever hears, I don't know how this voice, it will be heard all over in the world. He is saying, he'll be telling people, "I will come as a thief in the night." But he said, "Blessed are all who are watching for me." You're looking for Jesus. "And who keep their clothing ready, for they will not have to walk around naked and ashamed." And the demonic spirits gathered all the rulers and their armies to a place called Armageddon in Hebrew. This is what these demons are. So there will be a battle called Armageddon. A battle that will be fought in a valley called Armageddon. It will be guided by those four spirits. I mean, for those three spirits, demonic spirits. Then we finish. Then the seventh angel pour out his bow into the air. And look at what happened. And a mighty shout came from the throne in the temple, saying, "It is finished." Now, this is the second statement. This is the last statement that is made after the seventh bow is sent. It's finished. This is the same statement that was said when Jesus died, or just before Jesus died, he said, "It is finished." Telestai. It is finished. In other words, what I had intended to do is completed. So when Jesus died, he said, "It is finished. Our salvation was bought in full. Our sins was paid in full. And our redemption was gotten in full. The same words comes again. It is finished. This is after the seventh bow. What is finished? It is finished that all the wrath of God is finished. God has no more wrath. He has been able to pour every wrath here. And it is finished that whoever wanted to come to Jesus Christ will be able to come. But the people come. Then the thunder crashed after the seventh judgment and rolled and lightning flashed. And all the great and a great earthquake struck the worst sins people were ever preached on earth. This is the mother of all the earthquakes. The great city of Babylon split into three. Please get this because we want to get into this, into details for chapter 17 and 18. The Babylon is the rule of men. It was divided into three sections, and the cities of many nations fell into the rubbles. So God remembered all the Babylon's sins, and he made her drink the cup that was filled with the wine of her fierce wrath, for God's fierce wrath. And every island disappeared, and all the mountains were leveled. There was a terrible hailstone and a hailstone weighing as much as 75 pounds, that was about 80 or 90 kilograms, fell from the sky onto the people below. And people below, they cursed God because of the terrible plague of the hailstone. This is what will happen after the seventh bow judgment. So all the 21 judgments are over. But people cursed God. They did not come to God. God, we thank you because you love us. Help us to look unto you. In Jesus' name we pray.